USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
As students who support gun rights are staging walkouts from their classrooms at hundreds of high schools across the nation today, the founder of Stand for the Second, high schooler from New Mexico Will Riley, says he became concerned about how the mainstream media was covering walkouts staged by students who support more gun control.
What was really disturbing to me is that I saw around the country the media was portraying our generation as an anti-gun generation, which when I look at my fellow students and when I look at the students across the country, it's just simply not true.
That's Riley speaking in an interview with Good Guys with Guns. The flagship program of the Boy Scouts of America, changing its name from Boy Scouts to Scouts BSA, effective February of next year, when it starts allowing girls to join, there won't be a change to the Cub Scouts name, which already accepts girls. This is USA Radio News.
This report is brought to you by Facebook. There are a lot of questions right now on how Facebook works. People are asking, who can see what I share? Why do I see posts from ads? And how does Facebook use the information I share online? Facebook spokesperson Michelle Mandara offers tips on how to improve your experience.
You have control over the content you see and share on Facebook. If you see a post from someone that you aren't really into, you can click snooze and temporarily remove that person. Or if you want to see more photos of your best friend's baby, then click see first so they always appear first in your feed. You will see ads on Facebook since that's what allows Facebook to be free, but you can remove or block ads that you don't like. Our ad preferences allows you to control the ads you see on Facebook.
The app controls show you what apps you've logged into, the information you have shared, and how to remove them. For more, visit facebook.com/help.
A private sector job report beats expectations. In advance of the government's jobs report that comes out on Friday, ADP's report shows the nation added 204,000 jobs in April, 14,000 more than the experts had predicted would be seen in that report. Most of the new jobs in the service sector, but goods producers did add 44,000 positions, including 27,000 in construction. Vice President Mike Pence, on a trip to Arizona where he's highlighting immigration issues, is urging Congress to close loopholes that he says tempt people to try to cross the U.S. border illegally. He says migrants are, in fact, victims.
These people, particularly vulnerable families with small children, these people are victims. They're victims being exploited by open border political activists and an agenda-driven media.
Some dangerous weather, including a chance of more tornadoes, currently threatening a half dozen states from the plains to the upper Midwest today. And this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
No change at the top of the cable news network ratings last month. Fox News was number one overall in April, which means it's officially the most watched cable news network among total viewers for 196 consecutive months. NTV Newser says Hannity is again the number one primetime show of all the cable networks. Compared with April of last year, MSNBC was up by 24% in total primetime viewers, while CNN posted a 4% year-over-year growth rate. A tornado touches down in a small Nebraska town about 2 hours west of Omaha. Now people there are picking up the pieces in the village of Donovan. Tornadoes were reported yesterday in parts of Nebraska and Kansas as several days of severe weather started marching across the central U.S. The White House denying claims that President Trump is considering his chief of staff, John Kelly, to be his next nominee to be Veterans Affairs chief. The White House press secretary saying yesterday,
no, he is not being considered as the VA secretary. Both the president and the chief of staff are very happy with his position that he currently holds, which is chief of staff to the president at the White House.
Sanders also denying multiple reports that came out on Monday that Kelly had recently called the president an idiot. She says those allegations are untrue as well. Here's something that is true. You can find us at usaradio.com. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.